Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. Ooh, this TikTok thing is not working as well as I hoped it was. Who cares? Hey, this is Spencer, and I'm really glad you're here because I want to tell you about the first word in this episode. Yeah, this TikTok thing failed. It is cursor. C-U-R-S-O-R. Noun from 1594. A movable item used to mark a position as a transparent slide with a line attached to a slide rule. B, a visual cue as a flashing rectangle on a video display that indicates position, as for data entry. The etymology, Latin, it means runner. And that's it, and I'm going to end this video. And while I am clicking the buttons to end it, I need to stall a little bit. I got things to say about cursor, don't I? We see this all the time on our phones. There's the little blinky thing when you're typing in your text. On the computer, there's the arrow. Depending on what program you're using or what you're doing in the program, it might change. Let's transparent slide with a line attached to a slide rule. I don't think people use these very much anymore. That's the A version, the A definition. It's there to mark your position. So I think that's probably the first usage, on the slide rule, and then it became a thing in the digital world on the computer, the phone, whatever it is, to show you where you are. Yeah. Okay. Thwomp. Next word is cursorial. Cursorial. The whole book practically just closed on me. This is an adjective from 1836, adapted to or involving running. Adapted to or involving running. Cursorial? I have not heard this used, I don't think, ever. But we know that it means running, or it's related to running, because if we look back at cursor, like I just said, it just means a runner or running. It's all about running. Thwomp. Next is, you could say cursory or cursory. Two syllables or three syllables. Cursory. Adjective from 1601. Rapidly and often superficially performed or produced. The synonym is hasty, as in a cursory glance. I just looked at it quickly. I skimmed it, not too much. Didn't really pay attention. It was just a very rapid and superficial thing that I did. Not always the best idea. Sometimes it's appropriate. Cursory glance, that's all it is. A synonym again. There's another one. It is the word superficial. Cursorily is an adverb, and cursoriness is a noun. And again, this is from the Lower Latin cursorius, which means of running. It's all about running. You're just running through the thing hastily and quickly. Thwomp. Next is curt, C-U-R-T. Adjective from 1630. Your name might be Kurt. I don't know how that's related to what we're about to read, but it might be. 1A. Are you sparing of words? Or are you the synonym terse? Terse and curt. Very, very short, not a lot of words. This book is not curt. Sometimes I can be curt. Sometimes I can be loquacious. I think that would be the opposite. Many, many words. As in the example, rote, curse, precise sentence. Somebody wrote down sentences that were very curt and precise, and I don't even know if I used the word curt there, but I fixed it eventually. 1B, marked by rude or peremptory shortness. Peremptory shortness. Same idea, just not a lot going on. Short, terse. And a synonym for that one is brusque. Brusque. As in, a curt refusal. Refusing something in a rude or peremptory short way. I don't really like it when people are like that. Going to a restaurant or whatever, a place, you want your customer service to be a little bit better. Just you know, don't be so curt. That's what I think. Number two, shortened in linear dimension. And a synonym for everything is the word bluff. Bluff? What kind of bluff are we talking about here? Curtly is an adverb, and curtness is a noun. So, this is not related to running things like we just had. This is from the Latin word curtus, which means mutilated or curtailed. And there's more at the word shear, S-H-E-A-R. So, curtailed, so it's been cut off. That's our next word. We're going to learn about that soon. But yeah, I think it's more like it's been cut off at the end or cut off too early. And then mutilated, you know, that word has a whole lot of meanings. But in here, we can think of it as, again, just sort of being cut off and not the full thing that you want. That's how my brain is processing that. Foomp. Next is curtail. This is a verb from 1580, and it looks like it is just transitive. To make less by or as if by cutting off or away some part. Yeah, kind of like I said, it's just cut off. It's not finished. To make less by or as if by cutting off or away some part. As in, curtail the power of the executive branch. Getting rid of some of the power that the executive branch has. Also as in, curtail inflation. Which, that is definitely something that's going on right now. Oh boy, why am I so tired? It's because I worked a long day and my brain is pooped. So yeah, inflation is going, we gotta curtail it somehow. I don't know how the people in the power positions can do that. I don't know, I don't understand any of it. We have a synonym. It is the word shorten. Curtailer is a noun. A curtailer is going to tailor your pants too short. Okay, this is by folk etymology from the earlier word curtal, which means to dock an animal's tail. That's why the word tail is in there. From curtal, which is a noun, animal with a docked tail is a curtal, C-U-R-T-A-L. And we are going to get to that at the end of this episode. So that's, it was curtal first. Actually, you'd say curtle. Yeah, curtle. And then it became curtail because it was about the tail. And I don't like the practice of cutting off an animal's tail or even just a portion of it. Fwomp. Next is curtailment. We added an M-E-N-T. Curtailment, noun from 1794. The act of curtailing. Also, the state of being curtailed. So many yawns in my face. Fwomp. Next is the first form of curtain. Curtain, curtain. You can emphasize the T if you want. Noun from the 14th century. 1. A hanging screen, usually capable of being drawn back or up, especially window drapery. Number 2. A device or agency that conceals or acts as a barrier. And that one you can compare to iron curtain. Doesn't say if it's a synonym, might be an antonym. I've heard this phrase, a device or agency that conceals or acts as a barrier. Yeah, iron curtain. I feel like that's just the longer version of this one. More, you know, we added a word. The iron curtain, it's the idea that it's a thing that is covering up something and you can't get through it. It's like a firewall. It's iron. You're stuck. You're stuck on the other side. 3A, the part of a, a bastioned, the part of a bastioned front that connects two neighboring bastions. 3B1, a similar stretch of plain wall. 3B2, a non-bearing exterior wall. Does that mean non-bearing? Does that mean that it's non-weight bearing? It's just a wall, but there's nothing on top of it? 4A, the movable screen separating the stage from the auditorium of a theater. 4B, the ascent or opening, as at the beginning of a play, of a stage curtain. So the curtain, the physical curtain, is called the curtain, but then also the opening of the curtain, like at the beginning of a play, is also called curtain. Also, its descent or closing at the end of the play is also called curtain. You know, you've heard people say, it's curtain, curtain, curtain. The word sounds weird. Curtain, yeah. Sometimes they go off to the sides, left and right. Sometimes they raise up and down. I think that those are really the only two ways that curtains on a stage go. 4C, the final situation, line, or scene of an act or play. I guess that's called a curtain. 4D, the time at which a theatrical performance begins. You might hear people say, when's curtain? I think that's all they say, when's curtain? It's at 6:03. 4E, this one is plural, and it has a couple synonyms. The first one is the word end, E-N-D. Oh, that's curtains. It's the end. But then also, especially, the synonym death. So we're using the idea of the end of the play when the curtain goes down. The play is a metaphor for your life, and the curtain coming down is the end of your life, which is death. Curtains, that is curtains on that person. As in, it will be curtains for us if we're caught. If we're caught, we will die. Curtainless is an adjective. There might be some stages that have no curtains. Let's see. It is from Latin cohors, which means enclosure or court. There's more at the word court. So how is that related to court? I'm not sure. But enclosure, I don't know. Whenever I think of curtain, I obviously think of a play. How it's enclosing the stage within the curtains. Maybe the stage is the court. I'm just making up stuff. Yeah. The Music Box Theater in Chicago, where I was recently, they have some very nice red, just your standard red curtains. And David Lynch, he loves red curtains. Usually red, sometimes maybe blue, but typically red. And he's used it in a number of things. And yeah, I think he just loves the idea of just loves the red curtains, the play, the show, the stage, all of it. Fwomp. That sound, fwomp, is the sound of the curtain falling down quickly. We have the second form of curtain. This is a transitive verb from the 14th century. One, to furnish with or as if with curtains. So is that a stage? Is that your windows? Is that, it could be anything. You could, if you put curtains on a thing, you have curtained it. Two, to veil or shut off with or as if with a curtain. Just close it off with a curtain. Fwomp. Next is curtain call. Two words, noun from 1884. An appearance by a performer, as after the final curtain of a play, in response to the applause of the audience. The show ends, the curtain comes down, the audience goes crazy, they want to see that performer or the whole cast come back out to do a curtain call. We have called you from beyond the curtain to please come bow or say hello or wave. We just want you to come back out. This is your curtain call. Please. Fwomp. Next is curtain lecture. Lecture. Two words. Noun from 1633. A private lecture by a wife to her husband. I was not familiar with this. The etymology says it is from its originally being given behind the curtains of a bed. So, you know, 1633, that's the time when there were probably in many houses, curtains around a bed. I think of, A Christmas Carol. That's a very dated piece of, media, you know, cause there's lots of different forms of that. But, you know, what was that? Is that 1800s? Even back in the 1800s, some people had curtains around their bed. And so I think this is funny. The wife is mad at her husband about something, maybe. She's given him a private lecture. And especially back at that time, for, you know, a few hundred years or more, maybe it was not so appropriate for a woman to tell her husband how she feels other than in private. So she got to give him a curtain lecture. Do people still use this? I hope they do. Fwomp. Next is curtain razor. Two words with a hyphen, and razor is R-A-I-S-E-R, like the curtain is being raised. Not the razor that shaves your hair. This is a noun from 1886. One, a short play, usually of one scene, that is presented before the main full-length drama. So, why? Okay, well, let's read number two. A usually short preliminary to a main event. So that one seems like it came after the short play. So they took the idea of a short thing before the main thing. So would an appetizer be a curtain raiser? A short preliminary to the main event? I think that makes sense. Now, instead of saying appetizer or hors d'oeuvres, I will say, let's get some curtain raisers. It does not say why it is called curtain raiser. So a couple of ideas. Is it because the curtain raises to do the play just for a short little bit, and then it closes? It's just up and down, that's all it is. Or is it because the play is performed in front of the closed curtain, and then when this short play is done, then the curtain raises? If you know, please let me know, because I don't know. Fwomp. Next is curtain wall. Two words, noun from 1853, a non-bearing exterior wall between columns or piers. Yeah, again, we've got this non-bearing. I just have to assume that there's nothing on top of it, or at least nothing of importance. A curtain wall. If it's between columns, then maybe they would put a curtain between the columns? I don't know. This one's a little confusing to me. Fwump! Next is curtal. C-U-R-T-A-L. We learned about this when we had curtail. So this is an adjective from 1576. One is obsolete. In fact, all of these are not used anymore. One is obsolete, having a docked tail. Two is also obsolete, and the synonyms are brief and curtailed. Three is archaic, wearing a short frock. Wearing a short frock. So the frock obviously has been curtailed because it is short, or it was just made that way. But yes, you can be curtal if you wear one. And if you are an animal and somebody docked off part of your tail, unfortunately, then you are also curtal. Yeah, etymology just means short. Fwump. We have one more for this episode. It is curtal axe. And that is two words. It's curtal is spelled the same way as the last one, C-U-R-T-A-L or C-U-R-T-L-E. And axe is just A-X. There's no E at the end of axe. It is a noun. Oh, God, this I am worried about where this is going. Noun from circa 1580. It is archaic, and the synonym is just cutlass, C-U-T-L-A-S-S, and you're going to have to wait. You're going to have to wait how many days? Not a lot. Not a lot of days. Let's see. Cutlass is right there, and that is that day. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, like 7 days. A week from now, you will have cutlass. And the only thing I can think of is that it's the axe used to cut off an animal's tail, which, again, I do not like. So the words we had today were cursor, cursorial, cursory, curt, curtail, curtailment, curtain, curtain, curtain call, curtain lecture, curtain razor, curtain wall, curtal, and curtal axe. Let's see, I was thinking about picking curtain just because it's just a nice, what am I trying to say? It's visually, it's very nice. It signifies a lot. It's very metaphorical. You could think about it metaphorically if you want. But I think just because I was, it was kind of a fun one, I'm going to pick curtain lecture as the word of the episode. And you know, this has very specific genderized words in there. A lecture by a wife to her husband. Why couldn't it be the husband to the wife? Why do we have to use these words? A lot of people I know are not using those words. They just use partner. Man, woman, non-binary, doesn't matter. So, but it's just a lecture, a private lecture from one partner to another that they don't want other people to see because it's private. What do they talk about? Do you have these? I don't think Sharon and I really have these types of things. If we're out in public and she's got to say something, she might just say it, or vice versa. Depends on who we're with, though. Curtain lecture, sitting on your bed surrounded by curtains, getting lectured. All right, that is it for the words. I will quickly say that very soon, very, very soon, in just a few weeks, I will be posting an episode, a non-word, well, there will be words in it, non-definitions. It's an abnormal episode. What's going to happen which I will be recording in like 4 days from now, is Jonah, my friend Jonah, who was on an episode a little while ago. He decided that he would like to interview me about the show, about this podcast. And I said, sure, why not? Let's do that. So he's going to interview me. I don't really know what he's going to ask. And then I'm going to air it the day after the last of the C episodes. So this will be July 1st. It will air as long as everything goes according to plan. And he's actually going to be in town. So we're even going to record it in person, which I'm very excited about. And yeah, that's something that you can look forward to. I have no idea what's going to happen or how it's going to go, but I'm looking forward to it. I think it should be fun. Yeah. I did, or maybe I'll say that for the next thing. All right. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. I love you all so much. Goodbye.